Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So I recently did an episode explaining the actual reasons why LeBron James started a podcast. I personally haven't watched a single episode yet, and I really don't plan on watching it. You know, I just don't support the guy, and I don't believe in watching something that I don't support. But I outlined all of the reasons why he started one. And in true fashion, he's already proving me right. Now, there was a clip that I came across on social media of him complaining about the criticism of players not having a bag and that being held against them. Now, for those of you who may not know, in basketball, the term having a bag, it means basically having an extensive skill set or a wide array of moves that a player does exceptionally well, particularly on offense. Now, needless to say, LeBron James does not possess any of those things. Now, that is why I found his comments to actually be very comical. And shout out to Apex Jones on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. He actually posted this video, and that's where I saw it. And I really just found the whole thing to be hilarious. You know, Apex Jones, keep applying pressure and destroying the LeBron narratives that are out there. So I'm going to play this clip of LeBron James, you know, coping, and then I'll give you guys my thoughts on it.
You know why? Because everyone now is a narrative of this thing called I have a bag. Or he doesn't have a bag. It bothers the fuck out of me. Everyone thinks just because you get a favorable matchup that it means it's one-on-one time. Let's play ones. That's all you hear the kids talk about now. You want to play ones? You want to play ones? What the fuck is this? This is not Jordan versus Bird Nintendo. Like, it's 5-on-5. And yes, if you have an opportunity to have a favorable matchup and you can beat your man, but realize something. Most great teams are going to send help. And can you make the right reads?
So as you saw there, LeBron was coping. And he was coping heavy on two levels. So number one, saying that I have a bag or this player doesn't have a bag. Like, bro, just stop. The main player that gets hurled this criticism is you. You don't have a go-to move. You don't have proficient footwork. You don't have consistent post moves. And you don't really have any offensive repertoire that many great players possess. Just lowering your shoulder and barreling into your defenders isn't a go-to move. It's one of the many reasons why fans and players alike don't put you above or even on the same level of a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant. But let's be real. LeBron, you do not have the offensive skill set of a Kyrie Irving, Stephen Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Kevin Durant, a Devin Booker, Joel Embiid, a Jokic, and there is a long laundry list of current and former players that are offensively better than you in terms of their skill set. That's just the truth. But to give you credit, because of your strength, your speed, and your size, you have been able to leverage that and be able to utilize it to compensate and make up for the fact that you are severely offensively limited in terms of your skill set. Another quote that he said is that it's not a one-on-one game. It's a 5-on-5 game. Like, bro, really? Like, just stop it. Basketball, yes, it's played 5-on-5. But to act incredulous and disingenuous about there not being a one-on-one component to it is really just laughable and pathetic, even by your standards. Yes, basketball is played within a team construct, right? But there are plays and there are a lot of moments where it comes down to one-on-one, where the offensive player has the defender on an island, right? And it is at those moments where it's up to the offensive player to take advantage of the matchup, or at the very least, try to exploit it, right? Or if this player lacks an offensive skill set, and they lack mental fortitude, they will pass it up, like what LeBron usually tends to do. There's countless examples that I can give you of moments that came down to one-on-one plays or great one-on-one players. I'll just give you guys two, right? I'll give you a contemporary modern example, and I'll even give you a historical example. In the 1998 NBA Finals, right? Jordan's game winner in game six against the Utah Jazz. It literally came down to him in a one-on-one possession, right? And a more contemporary example that I'm sure his fans will love is that in the 2016 NBA Finals, Game 7, Kyrie Irving had Stephen Curry in a one-on-one matchup, and he hit the biggest shot, right? That ended up saving LeBron's legacy, and it saved that Cavaliers team and secured them that championship, right? So these are two out of countless examples where there are one-on-one matchups within the game. So clearly, one-on-one is a major component in the game, and it does matter, despite the foolishness that LeBron says, because he himself doesn't even believe that, right? But this is LeBron's way of deflecting and coping, because he knows that these are some of the many criticisms that are hurled in his direction that ultimately exclude him from being considered the greatest of all time, right? And the reason why I'm doing this episode is because, like I said in the previous one, this podcast is designed for him and Clutch Sports to try and dilute basketball dialogue to get consumers and fans of the game to suspend their critical thinking and to not use their own eyes, but instead to just blindly buy into the narratives that are being pushed by the mainstream media. So now, according to him, having a bag and being skilled or being an elite level one-on-one player, it doesn't mean anything. Is that really what you're trying to say? So even though we've seen a 6'8" LeBron not being able to post up against a 5'10" JJ Barea and take advantage of that matchup because he lacks the offensive skill set to do so, you know, that all of that is irrelevant because it's a team game.
Offensive foul. Great defense from the 38-year-old. All in, he got fouled again. Here's James. James up and under with the left hand. Won't go. Shot clock down to 7. James, that's a travel. Came down just before. Shot clock at 6. Haslam. James cutting to the basket. Bosh up top to James. James fakes, drives, pull-up jumper.
And even if you want to say, look, that was in the 2011 finals when LeBron James, you know, choked and the chosen one became the frozen one, as Skip Bayless likes to say. Now, maybe times have changed, right? Or maybe not. Here's him almost 2 weeks ago getting the ball cookied from him by Stephen Curry when LeBron was trying to do whatever the hell he was trying to do, those struggle dribble moves where he's not really doing anything and he's not going anywhere. Again, it's a struggle because he has no offensive repertoire, right? So just look at how Stephen Curry easily steals the ball from him.
Under 10 now. James drives on Curry. Stolen by Curry. Taken away and brings it in.
So is that not a recent example to show that LeBron James, after being in the league for 21 years, he doesn't have a bag or any skill set or any move that he can do on the court to help exploit a mismatch, right? But again, none of this is supposed to matter because basketball is a team game, right? Like, you know, at this point, just give it a break, all right? You know, like I said in that previous episode, and I'm going to reiterate it on this one, this podcast with JJ Redick is nothing more than a propaganda piece for LeBron James and Clutch Sports, right? And it's just something for him to do to try and stay relevant beyond his playing career. Now, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I won't support, watch, or ever listen to an episode of this foolishness, right? But if I ever do come across a clip, you know, like I did with this one, you know, of him saying something disingenuous, dishonest, or even corny, I will definitely, more than likely, do a reaction to it because I want to. It is what it is. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. You guys can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You guys can also check out my books. The links will be in the description as well as pinned in the comments down below. Until next time.